Today we're going to discuss a tshuva by the Radvaz dealing with the following question. Are you required to give up a limb in order to save a life? So who was the Radvaz? The Radvaz was Rav David ben Shlomo ibn Avi Zimra. He was born in Spain in 1479. He died in Israel in Eretz Yisrael in 1573. He left Spain in 1492 as a result of the Spanish expulsion of the Jews. Now, like many other scholars, he emigrated to Tzfat, which had become an important center of Jewish life. In 1513, he left Eretz Yisrael for Cairo, where he became the head of the local Jewish community, the chief rabbi, the head of the rabbinic court and the yeshiva, and the administrator of the tzedakah fund of the community. The Radvaz served in all these posts without pay due to his success in business. He also had a very large library. He returned to Eretz Yisrael in 1553, and he settled in Tzfat, and there he lived the rest of his days. He is noted for a commentary on the Rambam's Mishneh Torah and for his many, many teshuvos. So this is Shu'at Radvaz, Chelek Gimel, Siman, Taf, Reish, Chav, Zayed. And the question is the following. Sha'alta mimeni odiacha dati, kasuv. So you asked for me, I'm going to let you know my opinion on that which you saw was written. Im amar shilta liYisrael. Let's say a ruler says, an officer, non-Jewish officer says to a Jew, hanach li lekatzeitz ever echad she'ein chames mimenu, o amis Yisrael chavercha. A non-Jew, a governing official, goes up to a Jew and he says, either you allow me to cut off one of your limbs, and if you don't, I will kill a Jewish friend of yours. Do you have to give up your limb in order to save someone else's life? And he says, Yesh omrim shechayev lanich lekatzitz ha'ever, hov eino meis. So there are those who say that he's obligated to allow himself to lose a limb since he doesn't die. What's his proof? That the proof is that it says in the Maseches of Avodah Zarah that if someone has an issue with his eye, he's allowed to put some kind of blue medicinal cream or makeup or something on Shabbos. And the reason is Mishum Deshur Yine De'ena Beliba Talya, that the Gemara believed that the tendons of the eye are dependent on the valves of the heart. So this is a pikuach nefesh, a life-threatening situation. Ha ever acher lo. So the negative implication is that you're not allowed to violate Shabbos to save another limb. V'hashta yavonida mekavachomer. Now we can draw a kavachomer to our current situation. A logical inference. U'ma Shabbos achmur ch'ein ever echa docha osa hi nidches ibnei pikuach nefesh. Shabbos, which is so severe that saving a limb does not override Shabbos, and nevertheless Shabbos can be violated for pikuach nefesh. And there's an order of priority. Pikuach nefesh wins out over Shabbos, and Shabbos wins out over one limb. So eino din shetidachem ne pikuach nefesh. So wouldn't we argue then that pikuach nefesh wins out over one limb? If Shabbos wins out over one limb, that you can't violate Shabbos to save a limb. And pikuach nefesh, a life-threatening situation, wins out over Shabbos, so a life-threatening situation wins out over one limb, so it would seem that I should be required to give up my limb in order to save someone else's life. So the Radvaz answers that tshuva zu midas chasidus. This answer is maybe it's a midas chasid, it's a pious thing to do. Din yesh teshuva. From a halachic standpoint, I have a response to this argument. The first thing he wants to say is that this halacha, that a sakaras aver, that a sakaras aver means that there's a danger to your limb. And that's talking about an odes to asim mishmaya. That's talking about that someone has an injury to the limb And so therefore, the danger to limb does not override Shabbos. If it came for whatever reason, Yavihu Ha'oris Allah, but to bring about this upon yourself, no, Lo Shama, Mipnei Chaver, because to save your friend, Lo Shama, we didn't hear of this. If someone is, unfortunately, he had an illness and it's or a sickness or some kind of injury that comes from Shamayim, and then his limb is there's a his limb is potentially is it, that he might lose his limb, so then that does not override Shabbos, but to doesn't mean that you can proactively allow yourself to lose a limb for your friend to save your friend. We never heard that that was required. He also points out that he rejects the whole premise that losing a limb definitely does not result in a loss of life. He says that maybe chatichas by cutting the limb, shema yetsimimenu dam harbe, maybe a lot of blood will come out for Yamus and he's going to die. And he the Radvaz writes that he heard of a situation where someone died because they cut his ear, thinned cuts to somehow to let out the blood, and then it didn't stop until he died. So therefore, and if that's the case when it comes to the cutting the into the ear, making incisions in the ear, so certainly any limb if you cut off, it is a potential pikuach nefesh situation. And he also says that the reason why you're allowed to violate Shabbos to save a life is because v'chai b'hem, that I should live so that I personally can live. But who says that I have to wound myself in order to, or cause myself to lose a limb in order to save someone else? In other words, the fact that pikuach nefesh is such an important mitzvah that it overrides so many other prohibitions, so that only applies potentially, and the fact that overrides Shabbos, so that may only apply for myself that I can violate Shabbos in order for me to live, but to say that I have to give up my limb to save someone else for pikuach nefesh, we never find that. And he also points out that you can't apply kavachomers to punishments to say that the person should, we're assuming that he's making an assumption that giving up your limb is considered a punishment. We never find that you can, we don't, there's something called ein onshin min hadin, that we don't punish someone based on a kavachomer. So we can't say that you're going to cut off your limb based on a kavachomer that pikuach nefesh is greater than Shabbos and Shabbos is greater than the loss of a limb. And then he also says that we know that the Torah is very anti giving up, anti, cutting limbs or destroying someone's limbs or removing someone's limb, because after all, when the Torah says petza tachas patza, ayin tachas ayin, and an eye for an eye, a wound for a wound, we actually say in practice that if someone takes out someone else's eye, we don't take out the perpetrator's eye. We make him pay, because we're very concerned about harming someone's limb. It's a major sakada. It's very severe. It's very chamor. It's very severe. So the Radvaz gives a whole host of reasons why the kavachomer doesn't work, why even sakaras aver could result in pikuach nefesh. I don't have a mitzvah to risk my limbs to save someone else. But then he says, the last reason, he says, v'tu dichsiv, and furthermore, it's written, drachecha darchei noah, that the ways of the Torah are pleasant. V'tzarech shemishpatei torasenu yiyu maskimim el haseichel. And we need to ensure that the laws of our Torah are acceptable to or consistent with logic. V'hasvara, consistent with logic. V'eich yalal datenu. And how could it enter our mind? Shi'aniach adam l'same es eno lachtoch es yado raglo Kadei shelo yamisu es chaver. How can we think that a person should be allowed to blind his eye or to cut off his hand or his leg so that his friend shouldn't die? In other words, the Radvaz is saying that it's not logical, it's not reasonable, it's not pleasant to allow someone to cut off his limb to save someone else, and therefore it can't be the halacha. And therefore he concludes and he says, Hilkoch eini roeh tam ledin zeh, I don't see a reason for this halacha, ela midas chasidus, the midas chasidus, v'ashrei chelko mishu yuchal lamar bazeh, happy is someone who can stand, who can stand up to this, and give up a limb. But he said, it's only a midas chasidus, and you don't have to do this. And he goes on to say, v'imyesh safik skaros hafash, if it could result in death, then you're a chassid shota, then you're a pious fool. The sfeika didei, that a safek by him, adif mi vadi chaver. If it's a doubtful situation where I might die or not, so I should not put myself in a doubtful situation, even if my friend will definitely die if I don't help him. But what's fascinating about this tshuva is his last reason, where he says the reason why you don't have to give up your limb to save someone's life is because Drachaha Darchei Noam, that all of our halachos are consistent with logic. And the question, of course, is that really true? What are the parameters of this? You can make that argument that any halacha or mitzvah that you don't like, say that can't be the halacha because Drachaha Darchei Noam. So the truth is, we do find this concept in the Meshech Chachma, in Perek Tes of Sefer Bereishis and Pasuk Zayin, and this is in Parshas Noach. So the Torah points out, or the Meshech Chachma points out, that initially both man and woman were given the command to have children, the mitzvah Puravu, but then after the flood, when Hashem commands Noach, he only commands Noach and his sons for the mitzvah Puravu and not the women. And then Meshech Chachma points out that Lo Rachok Hu Lomar, it's not far to say, Hasha Patra HaTorah Nashim Mipira Rivi V'chaiva V'chiva Rak HaNashim. That which the Torah exempted women from the mitzvah of procreation, only obligated men, Ki Mishpatei Hashem Udrachav Darchei Noam V'chol Nisiv Oseh Shalom. Because the laws of Hashem and His ways are pleasant, and His paths are ways of peace. And therefore, he says that after the sin of Adam and Chava, the Chava was cursed, that Be'etzev tell the body that she's going to have what's called Tsar Leida. She's going to have difficulty and pain while she is giving birth. And because she has pain while giving birth, the Torah would not command her in the mitzvah Puravu, would not command her to perform a mitzvah that would be painful. And he uses the proof of Drachaha Darchei Noam, that our halachos are consistent with logic. So what's the significance of this tshuva? Can it permit a mamzer to marry? Can we say that someone who's born out of a certain forbidden union, who's a mamzer, can't marry into Klal Yisrael? Maybe we should say, Drachaha Darchei Noam, and we should allow a mamzer to marry. The question is, where do you draw, and obviously we don't say that, we don't hold like that, but the question is, where do you draw the line? Could be that this tshuva has about six different reasons why you don't have to give up your limb in order to save someone's life. This is the sixth reason. And it could be that maybe Drachaha Darchei Noam does apply maybe when it comes to meta halachic issues, maybe when the halacha is not altogether clear, there's not clear halachic precedent. But I wouldn't say that Drachaha Darchei Noam would allow us to override a mitzvah that we, in our, you know, that we, in our best understanding, does not seem to be logical. But maybe where there's no clear halachic precedent, maybe we're talking about meta halachic issues. So the principle of Drachaha Darchei Noam seems to be a very important factor, especially according to the Radvaz and the Meshech Chachma in a different context. The next point, which I think it makes this tshuva very significant, is that it seems that I have to put myself in a dangerous situation for my limb in order to save other people. Does that mean I can't serve in the army if it puts me in danger? Can I treat patients with a disease? You know, maybe I might get that disease. Maybe the disease is contagious. During COVID, was it appropriate for teachers to go to school, put themselves in danger? So the truth is, this tshuva by the Radvaz might only be for individuals. When it comes to an individual, I'm not obligated to give up my limb to save someone's life, and I'm a chassid shota, a pious fool, to engage in a behavior which is a safek pikuach nefesh, a doubtful pikuach nefesh, even to save someone who definitely is in a pikuach, a life-threatening situation. But maybe the laws are different if it's a tzibur. In other words, maybe if I take a certain profession for the tzibur, a policeman, soldier, any profession where there could be situations, or maybe a healthcare provider during a pandemic. When it comes to a tzibur, maybe I have additional responsibilities. However, as an individual, the Radvaz's position is that you don't have to give up a limb in order to save someone else's life, and partially based on the beautiful principle of Drachecha Darchei Noam V'chol Nesivoseha Shalom.